I'm sorry, I was muted. I forgot. Sorry about that, everybody. Welcome to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello, and I am here for another hour with all my wonderful listeners. We are here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Friends, please, if you have the means, support the station to keep us going and to keep this information flowing. It's been really up for me the last couple of weeks. Not just the hosts here, but there's so many people out there who are doing good work and delivering stuff to people week after week, day after day. And of course, people gladly receive what is being offered, but very few actually are willing to donate to say thank you for what you've shared with us. And from my heart, I want to ask people to step into that, because if we don't support each other, we're not going to be able to create the future that we would like to create. You see, those who have money support each other financially to fulfill their goals, whereas our people sit on their money most of the time and don't step into the generosity that's needed to bring the new world forth. So I'm asking you all to support this station. You're here, some of you are here every day, several hours a day. Some of you are here every week listening to this show or other shows. Please contribute. Please say thank you in whatever way that you can to keep us going. And thank you for letting me give that minor rant about the need for our people to come together and support each other in their efforts. Because without that, I don't know how we're gonna make things happen. All right. Moving on. I got a lot of feedback on my show last week with Gertchen, Gertchen's Wiggler. I guess you folks really enjoyed the things that he had to share. So I did write to him 2 days ago. He did give me permission to share his email address. So for those of you that would like to communicate with him directly, for example, if you're interested to purchase a PDF of his book, Tales from the Gulag, you would have to email him and let him know that you're interested to make that purchase. So I don't have his email right in front of me, but if you email me and ask me that question, I will gladly send you his email address so that you can communicate with him and receive the many gifts that he has to offer. So this week, it's just going to be me, and what's on the table this week? First of all, I want to say that I just came across an article. It appears that there's a university, Auburn University, in Alabama, with a black student union. First, I want to comment on the fact that all other races are permitted to have organizations for their race only, such as Black Student Union. If we tried to pull off something for a white student union or an organization that was for whites only, you can bet the Jews would be on it like flies on crap and try to stop us from uniting. In any event, the Black Student Union put out a 7-page list of words that they could use to slur white people. You know, and I was looking over the list and feeling pretty amazed, because if the roles were reversed again, if white people put out a list of names that they could call the Jews and made this 7-page list of words public, or if we put out a list of words that we could call the black people, really derogatory, disrespectful, hateful words, what do you suppose would happen? And are we asking the question of why it is okay for white people to be continuously attacked and undermined in this way? And more than that, who is behind it? If you've been listening to my show for the last couple of months, you know who's behind it. 100% it's the Jews. And it is also the Jews, you know, egging on the blacks to really hate us and attack us and bringing more and more blacks and brown-skinned people into this country who will be willing to attack us and try to harm us. So let's see. Let's look at this list. It includes such things as vanilla vulture. That's what white people are. Rice rascals, bleach demons, cave dweller. Of course, there's crackers, and there's also creaker, indicating an elderly white man. That's the word. We are mutations and yeast maggots, snow pigs. Let's see what else. They've got so many here. I'm just going through the list to pick out the ones that really stand out. Sour milk, blue cheese demon, snow roaches. You're getting the picture, I hope. Let's see. Sour cream citizen is one of their favorites. Also is cum stains, dandruff paper. Okay, so the list goes on for 7 pages of things that they can refer to us as, and it includes deformed DNA and that we're aliens. You know, anything that they can, we're also GMO people. Of course, my well-researched knowledge indicates that it is the Jews who are the hybrid race. Of course, now we are all GMO people because thanks to Jewish medicine, we've all been injected with DNA from insects and animals and aborted babies and worse. You know, it just gets more and more grotesque the deeper you go into what has passed for medicine and what we have allowed to be injected into our bodies and into the bodies of our children. So not only are we being injected with genetically modified things and caterpillar eggs and guinea pig brains and, you know, bovine fetal serum taken from the fetuses that they rip out of the cows. Totally satanic. From start to finish, vaccines are sorcery. They have been from the get-go. There's nothing about human health involved In fact, there's nothing about human health involved in any portion of medicine. It's all toxic. It's all dangerous. It's all geared toward creating a slow death in the victims. And they want it to be slow because they can harvest our wealth while they're killing us. So it would be good to get that. But in addition to what the medical establishment is doing, of course, there's also genetically modified foods that people happily eat and don't think twice about the fact that this food is genetically modifying them when they consume it. And, I mean, there's other things also, but the big one for me, as you know, listening to me week after week, has been the radiation issue. If you want to ensure the genetic destruction of a people, not just people, but of all of God's creations, all living things, you irradiate them with lab-created radiation. The problem is we're participating in it by using wireless devices. I don't know if people are like experiencing cognitive dissonance around this or what is it that enables people to continue using these devices without making an effort to change over to wired stuff. It's really not that hard. It's not that complicated. It doesn't even have to be that expensive. Trust me when I say it's going to get real expensive when you get sick. And it's only a matter of time before everybody is sick from the radiation. Everybody's body responds differently, and everybody's body will go down at different times. But once you get sick, then you're going to have to spend some serious money to try to protect yourself from it with shielding and all kinds of things. So don't wait. Get on it. If you have children and you care about the future of your children, get on this issue, because they're not going to be able to have kids. If they do have kids, the likelihood of them having a genetically damaged child is extremely, extremely high, because their sperm and their egg are genetically damaged from all the radiation exposure. Do most of you, would most of you choose to have your bloodlines come to an end before you give up your wireless devices? Would you choose to have your children become infertile or deathly ill from the radiation because you'd rather keep your cell phones and your Wi-Fi? I'm asking this from my heart to get people to think and to become willing to step up and make corrections. And it's also coming from my desire to build this ministry on a piece of property that is not getting hit by any towers. And the ministry will be a place that does not permit wireless devices on the property or in any of the buildings on the property. So how many people out there that are listening would say, well, I wouldn't go to that property because I wouldn't be without my cell phone, not even for 10 minutes. And of course, there's the challenge of finding a property that's not getting hit by cell towers, because we have basically, we've allowed them to throw up this weaponized grid all around us. And most people never say a peep. In fact, most peculiar of all is the fact that people could be living in a house 500 feet from a cell tower and not think that they have a problem. Like they don't see that that is a weapon, that tower is a weapon designed to kill them. They're not seeing it. And the fact is, everybody's moaning and groaning about 5G being so dangerous. And yes, 5G is dangerous. It's going to take a lot of people down. It already is. However, if you have a 4G tower line of sight to your house, okay, that tower could be 5 miles away, even 10 or 20 miles away. If you can see it from your house, your house is getting hit by the tower because 4G frequencies travel. They travel very far. That's why it's been used for a communication system. 5G frequencies do not travel very far at all, and they are easily blocked by trees and leaves and walls. And all kinds of things block the 5G frequency that operate on a beam. They're like a laser type of weapon that locks on. You know, they have these things in the 5G small cells that are always moving around, these antennas, looking around the area for a 5G device to lock onto. And if you happen to have such a device, and they lock onto your device, then the beam comes right to your device. Sad thing for you, if your body happens to be right in the center of that beam, very sad thing for you, for your organs, for your brain, for your heart, for your genitals. So 5G becomes a real problem, especially if you have a small cell, what they call a small cell, near your house. Oh, God forbid, right outside your bedroom window, which a lot of people have. But my personal opinion is that the 4G frequencies are more dangerous because they travel farther and because they are effective in keeping the devices running constantly at 4G frequencies 24/7. Most people don't even turn this stuff off. Ever. They leave it on all night while they're sleeping. Baby monitors running, irradiating their babies with, of all the devices that I know of, baby monitors have the highest levels of radiation. They are emitting the highest levels of radiation, and this is in my books. I have several graphs demonstrating how dangerous these baby monitors are. But this is what we've come to, folks. You know, parents require technology to watch their children. And guess what? They're not the only ones watching the children. Because these devices are hacked constantly. It's all over the media if you look for it. Hacked baby monitors. And these demonic creatures coming through the baby monitors to talk to the babies. To scare the babies and pervert the minds of the babies. While the parents are foolish enough to imagine this device is protecting their child. And by the way, they do make analog baby monitors that are not emitting microwaves, pulsed microwaves. If you insist on having a device watching your baby as if your baby is some type of criminal that needs to be on video all the time, get the analog meter. And if you want help with that, email me. I'll give you the link where you can get an analog baby monitor. But really, friends, if you want to be a good parent, sleep with your baby. Put your baby in bed with you. We're so conditioned out of the normal state of things that we think it's okay to put an infant or a toddler in a separate room and leave them there alone. No other mammal would ever do such a thing. Look at any gorilla or ape or animals in general. Look at a kangaroo. You don't just walk away from your babies and leave them alone. There are so many things that we are doing that are harmful to our children. And then we look at the world that we're in right now. Children as young as 5 committing suicide. We've got the highest rates of suicide among children and teenagers, I mean, probably that ever existed right now. We've got drug addictions through the roof, teenagers dropping dead all over, you know, all over the streets. Many are addicted to fentanyl. And of course, I blame the medical establishment. Fentanyl is a drug that these babies are born on. Fentanyl is an epidural anesthesia. It is an opioid drug that blocks the ability for the mother to produce natural oxytocin. Oxytocin being the hormone of love and well-being and human bonding. Okay, there's going to be none of that going on in a hospital birth if they can help it. All of the drugs that they introduce are meant to undermine the bonds of love. That includes the drug called Pitocin, which is also an opioid mimicker. That's why it creates contractions. But if you have Pitocin in your body, Mama, you're going to have difficulty producing natural oxytocin. You're going to have difficulty bonding with your baby. You're going to have difficulty breastfeeding your baby because the drug is blocking the natural order of creation and your natural ability to bond with your baby. Now, I want people to think about this because there's over, you know, 85% of babies being born today basically are born on Pitocin or fentanyl. There's a huge amount of these drugs being pumped into mothers' bodies, and the placenta can't siphon it all off. And so it's getting to the babies. And the babies are being born, especially in the case of fentanyl, they're being born with what's called a drug-induced euphoria. Euphoria is actually a medical term used to indicate a false sense of well-being, a drug-induced artificial sense of well-being. So now consider that all of evolution has designed babies to experience the bliss of human love and bonding by making eye contact with their parents, skin-to-skin contact with their parents, by exchanging pheromone information through the olfactory system, all of which they block, by the way. I'll talk about that. I hope I don't forget to talk about that. Every single aspect of this they block during a hospital birth. So babies get none of it. Parents either. Okay? There is every effort is made to block the ability for parents to bond with their children through the hospital birth system. So out comes the baby. If the baby's lucky, it'll come out through the vagina. However, if you're a baby and you're trying to navigate the birth portal and you suddenly get slammed with fentanyl, chances are it's going to be difficult for you to navigate the birth process because it's kind of like driving drunk. On top of just a bunch of other things going on as well to make it extremely difficult for the baby who is on its own getting born. Since the mother has had an epidural, she's flat on her back. She can't feel her baby. She can't feel her body. She cannot help her baby get born. The baby's on its own. And now it's drugged. But hey, the baby's high. The baby's got a bit of that euphoria, that drug-induced euphoria going on. And guess what is the baseline memory in these children that we call an imprint? The baseline memory for a sense of well-being is drug-induced. So are we so surprised that so many of our youth are becoming addicted to opioid drugs, and in particular fentanyl? These are children who have no imprinting for human love. It was stolen from them through the medical establishment and its hospital birth process. In fact, these children may have opioid receptor sites that are damaged for life as a result of what they've been exposed to during hospital birth. And this will affect their ability to experience human love in the way the Creator designed us to experience human love. And this may go on throughout the child's life if the original trauma is not addressed, if the system is not brought to a healing place so that love can happen in their physiology. Love is not some, you know, artistic concept, a flowery concept. It's a physiological thing. Okay, when you experience love, you will feel a download of neurochemicals flood your system that will provide an enormous sense of well-being and the rightness of life and the magic of a connection to source, to our source that is loving. And that is nothing like the entity masquerading as God in the Bible. And I would venture to say that there is a huge number of people on this earth that have never actually felt what I'm talking about in terms of human love. And what that really feels like. That's not to say people don't love their children, you know, or their partners. I hate to use the word partner because we're not in business together. But people seem to not have the ability to really experience the kind of love that we see, for example, in couples that have done a home birth, that have prepared themselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually for the creation and birth of their child. And when you see pictures, go to my website at birthofanewearth.com, because I've got pictures of, you can, the love in these pictures between the parents and the children is enormous. I hear the music, friends. We'll be back after the break.
It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hopefully you can hear me. We're here at Birth of a New Earth with Janice Barcello. Please donate to the station. I have so many things I want to say all at the same time. First of all, I want to say terahertz frequencies are extremely dangerous. Okay, they are higher than microwave frequencies. And when the body is hit with terahertz frequencies, your body will muster up what they call a healing response, meaning it will bring all of its resources together to try to deal with the assault from the terahertz frequencies that they are claiming are healing. Be careful with these devices, friends. And if you want to understand what's going on with these frequencies, please read my books, either my ultrasound book or my wireless radiation book, which will be back in paperback this month. I will have copies of this book certainly by March. I'll have paperback copies of my wireless radiation book. People need to understand what they're playing with when they play with these devices. The more you expose yourself to it, the more harm is going to be. And in fact, airport scanners use terahertz frequencies. And they're known to totally unzip your DNA. Be careful. Okay, let me go back to the birth stuff, because I wanted to share that during childbirth, there are basically three very important ways for the family to bond. The first is through eye contact. The second is through skin-to-skin contact. And the third is through the pheromone information. That's, for example, there's pheromones coming off the baby's head, which is why babies' heads smell so heavenly, why parents, if they have been able to bond with their baby, can't get enough of that smell coming off their baby's head. We want dad to be front and center during the birth of his child. We want dad or mom to catch the baby. And we want dad or mom to be the first people to look in the baby's eyes, not some stranger. We don't want some stranger touching the baby either, including a midwife, unless it's absolutely necessary. The first hour after birth is critical, that it be uninterrupted for bonding to happen properly, and that mother, baby, dad, and any siblings are the only people there involved in this event, especially for the first hour after birth. This is critical, because there's going to be a neurochemical cocktail at that time that will never, ever happen again. And the enormous experience of love that can occur through the letdown of these chemicals into the bodies of the family is a key to what can bond a family for life. It's the key to the preservation of love in families, because they will always have that memory to revert back to in times of trouble. So childbirth is critical. It's a critically important event for the couple. And how it goes, if it's traumatic or if it's love-filled, the result is going to affect the relationship. If it's filled with trauma, it's likely the relationship will break down, because the most important event in the life of this couple has been undermined and turned into a technological nightmare. It goes against everything in nature for us to be experiencing this. Now, the medical establishment, knowing full well that eye contact is critical to activate the neurobiology of love, try to prevent babies from making eye contact with their parents by putting a bunch of burning gunk in the baby's eyes, so the baby can't see, and the mothers can't, and the fathers can't see the baby's eyes, because there's all this crap over the baby's eyes. So they've taken care of bonding ability number one, block eye contact, tell the parents it's to prevent venereal disease. The parents are so ignorant that they believe this bullshit. and they allow it to happen. Okay, they've succeeded in blocking number one. Number two, hey, there's pheromones coming off the baby's head. Those pheromones will activate the neurobiology of love in the parents and will help the parents identify that this is their baby. What are we going to do about that, folks? Well, we're going to put a hat on the baby's head. A hat that's filled with toxic chemicals, the stench of toxic chemicals, so that the parents can't smell the baby. All right, they've taken care of point number two. Number three, what are we going to do about skin-to-skin contact? I have an idea. Let's straitjacket the baby. We can achieve multiple things by straitjacketing the infant. They call it swaddling. This is a form of torture for the infant. This is such an extreme insult to that infant that the infant will be likely to dissociate, meaning the spirit will leave the body and there will be no soul there when this body meets the mother that just gave birth to it or the father. The parents will be handled a straitjacketed infant wrapped in toxic blankets filled with the stench of chemicals. There will be poison burning gunk in the baby's eyes and a hat or something else over the baby's head. And the parents will be handed this biological body. That they cannot make contact with to try to call the soul back in. And so we have a breakdown in love at the get-go from the very start. And in fact, the breakdown of love starts with conception. Why is that? Because most people are not planning to have a child. They bring their bodies together because they want to get off. And the child is an after effect, a side effect of their fleshy indulgence. Huge spiritual insult to any incarnate being to be conceived as a side effect of fleshy indulgence. It's a spiritual insult of a very high magnitude that will affect that child's ability to have access to the divine mind. Immediately the link is broken when a child is conceived this way. And we've got billions on the planet like this, myself included. All right, spending our whole life trying to regain what we have lost. And without much success. Now, of course, parents don't know that they're doing this. We're told by the Jewish educational system and the Jewish-controlled pornography industry and the Jewish-controlled pornographic music industry and so on how important orgasm is. The more orgasms, the better, right, folks? And I'm here to tell you, they've led you into the satanic underworld. They've led you into a life of hell by getting you to believe this. And especially if they've gotten you to use pornography, which is all about unleashing demons in the lives of the people who use the porn. So you see, we have this energy that we have learned to call sexual. But the word sexual implies carnal activity. People are out there saying, oh no, it's not carnal, I'm making love. Well, you know, you're making believe that what you're doing is love. What you're doing is carnal. What you're doing is trying to get off and pretending that it has some kind of higher purpose. But it doesn't. It doesn't have any higher purpose. When we engage in carnal activity, we are engaged in the underworld activity. Okay? That's it. There's no getting out of it. The energy that our Creator gave us for the creation of life has been so far misused and undermined that we are in the current condition that we are in, where parents can't love or bond properly with their children, that children are suffering to such an extent that they're killing themselves, literally, in a variety of ways. And parents have even lost their instinct to protect their children and hand them cell phones and iPads at younger and younger ages, completely ensuring the biological destruction of their children. And not only that, the spiritual destruction of their children. These are Luciferian frequencies, my friends. Every time you engage with these frequencies, you are saying to the Luciferian realm, come into my life, come into my home, come into my bedroom. I like having you here. This is really what's going on. My deepest pain is obviously for the children. Because, first of all, I've read the Ringing Cedars books, and I know from reading those books what the potential is for a pristine baby, you know, a baby being born in accordance with the Creator's design, a human of pristine origins. I don't like the word human. Because I think it means altered man. So I know what a child is capable of. How amazing the energy of love from a child can be. A child who has not been traumatized. A child who has been called forth by the parents. A child who has a link with the divine mind and is capable of love. But our children are so traumatized, my God, friends, the babies are hysterical crying all the time because nobody's even getting the fact that they're traumatized, even though the boys have had their penises genitally mutilated. They've been genitally tortured. Andy, what do you got to say?
Well, hey, Janine, thanks for taking my phone call. You know, absolutely right. I had four children. I had then a daughter and then two more sons. And the only one who got was when we were on Q-Pump.
Andy, really you're cutting out. Andy, I'm having trouble making sense of what you're saying because you're cutting out. I hope you can find a location where, I'm assuming you're on a cell phone, where you have a better signal.
Can you hear me now?
You're kind of coming in and out. Let's try it.
Okay. No, I had four kids. The only child that my wife got on with immediately was, we were both out of work and whatnot. You can't hear me?
I can't, Andy. You're cutting out. I get that you have four children. And something about your
all
wife.
Right, I'll tell you what. I'll find them.
Yeah, find a place where you're getting a stronger signal. Okay, and let me stress that when you're not getting a strong signal, your phones are putting out even more radiation looking for a strong signal. Okay? So don't think you're safe if you've got two bars only or something like that, because the situation is worse if you don't have a strong signal, especially when you use that phone. Your phone's going to constantly be looking for a stronger signal to handle the call. All right, so back to what I'm saying about the babies and how much we've been misled from the very beginning. From conception on, we are making so many mistakes. And be sure to know that those who are conceived haphazardly are very often not wanted. And those babies suffer for having nobody loving them when they're in the womb, and usually it's the same once they come out. And it's never easy to give birth to an unwanted baby. You're going to have pain, big pain, when you try to do this. This is not God punishing people. This is a natural consequence of a violation of the natural order, which causes a degradation of everything from the first minute there is the violation, everything beyond it is damaged. How many babies have been in wombs where abortion is considered, or worse, where the mother asks somebody to kill her baby while it's in the womb? Why is she doing that? So she can continue engaging in her carnal activity. That's basically the bottom line. And we wonder, you know, women are having all kinds of yeast infections and vaginal, you know, vaginosis, bacteria infections, all kinds of things going on. Again, it's not punishment from the Creator. It's because you have violated the natural order. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but women who have multiple sexual partners, if they allow multiple men to release inside their vagina, the men develop what's called killer sperm. Literally, these are sperm that seek to destroy the competitive sperm that are in the vaginal area. Of course, this is not normal, and this will cause disease in the woman's body. And what you find, I know women have been lied to, men have been lied to. What you find is the more sex you have with the more different partners, the further and further you're getting away from the ability to attract the one that is really right for you, the one that was meant for you, the one with whom you can experience the fulfillment of human love. You know, men have been manipulated in a huge way, you know, beyond the fact that they're tortured in infancy and have difficulty trusting anybody because their parents didn't protect them at such a vulnerable time. Besides that, men are being conditioned to use porn. Men are being conditioned to look at women as sexual objects. Women are being conditioned to present themselves as sexual objects, imagining that these two people, one who's been trained to be drawn to a sexual object and the other one who's been trained to appear as a sexual object, imagining that these two people are going to find love. It's not going to happen. Ladies, if you're presenting yourself as a sexual object, you're going to attract men that want to have sex with you. These are not the men. These are not the ones that have the potential. I'm sorry. When did it cut out? Okay, sorry about that. So I'll try again. What I want to say is any man that allows himself to be manipulated by a woman who presents herself as a sexual object is a fool. Because you think from our culture that you're doing something really, really great, really powerful, and you're going to get like high fives from all your buddies for doing what you're doing. But what you're doing is moving yourself away from the possibility of finding the right woman who is the one for you, with whom you can make a happy family. And my friends, happy families are the foundation, the very foundation of any stable society, which is why the family is under attack. It is why family love is under attack. It is why we are being conditioned to have sex, have sex, have sex, so that we will not find the one who is really for us and create a happy, stable, enduring family love. Instead, we're having sex. We're creating children as a side effect. We end up marrying sometimes the person that we've accidentally made the baby with, and now they can chalk up another false union on their scoreboard and say, ha-ha, here's another group of people that will never have access to enduring human love. It starts with having sex instead of having a conscious aspiration to create life with the person that you love. A conscious aspiration to create life, to bring your love into eternity through the creation of life. This is very far removed from what we have been taught, but this is the essence of what we need to understand if we are to heal and transform this earth. And what I'm talking about now is the essence of my ministry, friends, and what we need to be sharing with people to help lift this world back up and put love back in its proper place. We'll be back next week, friends. Andy, I hope you can call in next week. I'm sorry I couldn't hear you today. Thank you all for listening to me rant and rant. God bless.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.